Back home again, and a Sydney hacker has found a major security hole in what should be some of the nation's most secure buildings. The ABC has learned he found critical weaknesses in systems that control things like lifts and lights at hundreds of buildings around the country, including at the nation's only nuclear reactor and an Air Force base. But both ANSTO and the Defence Department say the issue has now been fixed. National Science and Technology reporter Jake Sturmer reports.
It's Ed Farrell's job to break into computers, but he's one of the good guys. Known as a penetration tester, he hacks into networks on behalf of companies who want to test their security. Late last year, he found a bug in a building management system.
So they'll deal with things like heating, ventilation, air conditioners, lifts. In some cases, they may also manage CCTV footage or access controls to the building, such as swipe cards.
He discovered the same systems in other facilities not run by the people who paid him to test their security. He says those buildings included an RAAF base and the Australian Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation, the home of Australia's only nuclear reactor plant. At ANSTO, it was a system in a building connected to the reactor room.
If a criminal or a foreign intelligence service were to gain unauthorised access to such a facility, they could change settings in heating, ventilation, air conditioning. They could potentially delay a lot of damage. But I think one thing I've enjoyed here is that we've identified this issue long before someone else has.
ANSTO says the flaw has now been fixed. In a statement, a spokesperson said the bug did not allow access to the building, only the lighting, cooling, and ventilation of an administrative area. But these building management systems can often act as a gateway to get into other networks. Professor Jill Slay runs the Australian Centre for Cybersecurity at the University of New South Wales.
So sometimes the purpose of doing it is actually to control your building, because I want to steal something in your building. But sometimes I'll use that weak link in your building to access the part of the network that is really important to me. The plans, the patents, the money, the human resources database. It just depends what my purpose is.
The vulnerable systems that Ed Farrell found have now been isolated. He says the company that makes the software took his findings seriously and is working on an urgent patch. But not every software manufacturer is so amenable when security researchers identify vulnerabilities. Dr. Alana Morishot is a senior lawyer at UNSW's Cyberspace Law and Policy Centre.
I've had a few people contact me and say, look, I've found a vulnerability. I'll give you an example here. And I want to contact that firm and I want to suggest that they pay me $5,000. And I say, well, that's actually blackmail. If you look at the legal definition of blackmail, you're saying you found something wrong with their product or their component and now you're asking for a fee. So you can really quite quickly get into, you know, to legal dicey water. The second issue is, well, how did you find the vulnerability? Right? Were you mucking around in our systems without authorization, right? So that tends to be the worry and their concern that they're there when they haven't asked them to be in the systems looking for those vulnerabilities.
That's Alana Morishot ending that report from Jake Sturmer.